USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will get back up and running soon, but it will be in a methodical way.
We've been talking about reopening and how we proceed with reopening. It's been different in different regions all across the state. We have criteria all across the state that applies to every region. There is no variance in the criteria region from region. There is no political difference. There is no local differences.
He has also announced that people can gather in groups of 10. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, says restaurants can offer curbside service.
We know that this relies on our individual actions to keep our distance from people, to wear a face covering, to wash our hands.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
New York has reported their daily coronavirus deaths. It's now down to 84 after many weeks of being in the hundreds. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's a critical benchmark. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishin says many parts of the state are waiting for the all-clear to start reopening.
How soon the Mid-Hudson region of New York will open depends on the number of trained contact tracers.
And I said, look, we have a choice. If we can get them trained over Memorial Day weekend, we can reopen on Tuesday.
All that's left is another 857 more contact tracers to be trained in the region. More than 2,200 have already been identified overall, with a majority already trained. For Long Island, contact tracing is slated to be online by this Wednesday.
We could open by Wednesday if the number of deaths continues to decline and we get that tracing up. So that is also very good news.
The state's beaches will remain open throughout Memorial Day weekend, with the governor saying that so far, beachgoers have been compliant.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
According to a study published by The Lancet, a potential vaccine for COVID-19 appears to be safe and able to generate an immune response against the virus. The new study marks the first time the vaccine was tested in humans. The findings are preliminary and based on observations made over the first 28 days after the vaccine was administered. The final results are to be evaluated in 6 months. Currently, there's more than 100 COVID-19 vaccines in development worldwide. However, the new adenovirus type 5 vectored COVID-19, or AD5-nCoV, is the first to be tested in humans. It uses a weakened common cold virus, adenovirus, which infects human cells but is incapable of causing disease, to deliver genetic material that codes for the SARS-CoV-2 spike to the protein cells. That allows the immune system to create antibodies to fight the coronavirus. SARS-CoV-2 is the one that causes COVID-19. After 28 days, more than 95% of the participants in all of the groups had a four-fold increase in binding antibodies. The AD5-nCoV vaccine also stimulated a rapid T-cell response in the majority of volunteers, which was greater in those given the higher and middle doses of the vaccine. The vaccine will need to pass through Phase 2 and Phase 3 clinical trials in humans before it can be made available for widespread use. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.